more though, because this is live radio.
Yeah, I cannot believe I just did that. That I called you Kat. I did not sure that
you like
I
like nicknames. It's okay.
I am, and you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to take this moment as we start our show and our opening segment. The first thing I'm going to do is blame my father. I'm just going to point the finger right at my dad.
Wait.
Throw him under the bus.
Right into it.
To be fair, that is my dad's MO. Like, I've heard my dad shorten Beau. Like, hey, B. You know, I mean, yeah. that's my dad. That's what he does. So I do that with people's names all the time.
But you're a guest.
I don't want to insult you or anything. Yeah, I hope Kat is okay.
Kat's fine.
I will try to call you by your actual name, Katrina, because it's a beautiful name.
Do you want the full middle name and everything else that goes with it?
Yeah, what is the full name? What is the full name? Now I want to know, yeah.
Katrina Marie.
Oh, that's a good name. Mm-hmm. That's a good name.
You can talk to my dad about that later.
I'm gonna. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he will be joining us a little bit later. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Katrina Hittner with us from Family Natural Foods. Appreciate you always being here, Katrina. Thanks so much.
That was a long segment on
me. It was good. We got a bunch of fun stuff lined up this morning. This hour, of course, we'll get into our birthday. We'll get into our day of calendar. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we, of course, will be having some fun with any right stories, good stories of the day, some entertainment going on as well. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're also going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing.
Yes.
Their wicked awesome Word of Wednesday.
Can't wait to find out what it is.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Phil, join us in the late in the 8 o'clock hour, and we'll have some entertainment news for you in the 9 o'clock. We'll catch up with some things locally that we got going on. Actually got a good story that they sent to us from one of our old friends around here.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to diving into that during our good stories in the 9 o'clock hour.
Nice.
There's a bunch of fun things going on, but Katrina, I wanted to catch up with you first. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good to hear.
I'm doing good. All's well.
Last time we were hanging out, you, Stephen, and I yesterday, but before that, Family Natural Foods had a great live remote that you guys invited us over. And I want to thank you guys again for hosting us, having us over there, for your being even a tiny part of a great event like that.
Oh, it wasn't tiny. It was 3 hours of it, James.
It's
that
fun.
Was a lot of fun. I mean, I would do that again. It's just like any Friday. I think we should just
really,
do it.
Just not, randomly, too.
Not like an anniversary day. Just come on over. That was fun. It was also fun for me, as I've been doing co-hosting with you about once a month. It was fun being like, oh, well, you guys are in my world now. Tables have turned.
Yes.
So that was kind of fun. But yeah, it was great. I loved doing it. I loved talking to customers afterwards and being like, oh, I heard you guys on the radio and heard these stories, which was really fun too. But just it made the day extra hyped, like having that energy and the start of the day. So that was really fun.
It was really cool. I haven't had many opportunities to be at the building when it's not open.
Right.
And it's always busy when I'm there. And I enjoy that. I enjoy the... It reminds me of a farmer's market in Chicago as a kid, that going to Family Natural Foods. That's a bit of what it reminds me of. With all the, because when I was a kid, that was one of the few places where you found out Midwest Chicagoans are pretty polite, but mm-hmm. they're also busy. So there's not a lot of hello yet, you know, any of that kind of thing. They'll hold the door open for you, but they're not going to say hello to you probably.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas out here, they'll do both. But at Family Natural Foods, it, just like that. You know, at the farmers markets I go to with my mom as a kid in Chicago, everybody was friendly, everybody was nice, and yet there was still this kind of busyness to the mm-hmm. area. Everybody was moving, but still polite. I get that vibe there, and being there when there's nobody there, I got a chance to really appreciate the building for what it was, just the structure itself, and what you, not just you and Stephen, of course, your dad and his dad, really designed.
Mm-hmm.
I've told everybody I can that I know goes there, especially. Like, did you know it used to be this?
A gas station, and you can look up, and that's where the cars were? Yeah.
And when you look up and you see those barriers, those are from the Historic Point Boss and everything.
Yeah. And I can't take any credit for that. That is 100% my dad wanting to open that up, and my grandfather for making the building, like the structure and actually building parts of it. So I can't take any credit for that. I'm fortunate I kind of landed in it, I guess, and now I get to create what it continues to be.
It's not always the case with a building like that or a business like yours where you're able to have this... I talk to people sometimes, and they think of you guys almost as some kind of gray area between a business and a nonprofit in some way.
Sure.
The approach that they take to this. And I think part of that has to do certainly with the vibe that you guys have created, and or I should say kept going, that your dad. And
yeah.
that, and, but it's also the business that you're in. You're in you're literally in the natural health food industry. You are working to help people's health, their immune systems, all these things, et cetera, et cetera. When you have that kind of vibe already, like nobody's going in there to buy socks. They're going there to improve their belt, their body usually, or keep it going and stuff. I think you have already a good atmosphere when you bring that in, when that's your base right there. And then it's the people that you bring in. And one of the other things that I've heard, and I've always heard this about you guys, but I heard it in like over the weekend after the remote, so much more. The confidence that people have in those products. One, knowing that the majority of them, I don't know what percentage we'd give it, but a huge percentage of those products are coming from in-state.
Yeah.
Knowing talking to listeners and saying, well, I heard Katrina say this, I heard Steven say this on the air. And when you talk about where these products come from, the interviews you set up for us for Family Natural Food segments during Morning Magazine, where we have these guests on that are local. I mean, I will always remember the interview with the ginseng people that we had. It was fantastic. It was so much fun. To this day, I'm still chewing on ginseng. I love
That's great. Staying energized.
There's so many layers to what you guys offer over there, that it has become more of a hub and more of a that gray area, as I was talking about, than just a regular business.
Yeah.
But then you and I were talking about something actually, Katrina, and this wasn't forced. It's just a very organic thing that happened. But we were talking a little bit about health insurance and taking care of our bodies, and there is a big difference of the people like myself that hustle and bustle and don't really. I kick the can. I kick the can all the time with my health. I do it. Now, there's certain things I've gotten much better at, and there's other things.
It's okay. It's not broken.
I literally tell myself, like that's not a word, and it doesn't count. It doesn't mean anything.
Could you recognize that right now, James? Yeah. Could you recognize it?
When we talk about these things, we all understand. I don't think you're going to meet anybody out there outside of maybe an insurance agent who's going to tell you that our healthcare system is perfectly fine.
Right.
There's work to be done. There's so many things that need help. But the onus has come on us of personal responsibility, even before the pandemic, but certainly the pandemic really increased that of, okay, it's on me. I got to take care of my own body. I got to take care of my immune system. I have to do these things. You guys give people an opportunity to do that without kind of like, hey, you guys, I'm dealing with this. And I go to you guys and you don't just say, well, this is the one thing that'll fix it.
Right.
Pay for this, buy this right now. You go there and you're like, well, what are your symptoms? What is this?
What else is going on? There's multiple things going on. Or we're looking at the surface level and it's like, no, we got to get to the root. And that's really important to us there.
And you guys give people options. I don't want to say guilt, because I don't believe doctors necessarily do that either. But for lack of a better word, of this kind of like, well, you know, you want to get better. Here's the medication. And you got to pay this for it. And you got to go pick it up here and all that stuff. You go there, there are options, there's a conversation about your health. And I think that helps people all the more understand their body and take that personal responsibility. We've leaned so much on the healthcare industry, and rightfully so, we should be able to. But we've learned that we can only do that so much.
Right.
When you need that, that self-care or be able to do those things. Not everybody has, 5 minutes away from them, a Family Natural Foods. We're very fortunate in this area. But it does make me, reminds me of our surrounding areas. And want to encourage people from all over to check out Family Natural Foods and to go ahead and test my word here. You don't believe me. Yeah. Go
Come
stop
ask
by.
Questions. Have a conversation with us. It's important, for sure.
Just not right now. They're not open yet.
we're not there.
I made that mistake once or twice. Trust me, how are things going on over there? Anything that we want to let the audience know about? Sales, different things?
Yeah, there's, when we were on last week with you, we talked about a handful of different sales and of things going on. So Steve and I like to continue our anniversary sale. If you couldn't make it for it, it was great. It is over, unfortunately, but there's lots of great sales still. So Terry Natural, there's not his whole line, but a lot of his line, specifically Immune Health, is on sale and a very good sale. True Grace, which James is going to be talking to on the 27th, so next week, Thursday, about mushrooms. And I think that'll be really fun. But their whole line is on sale. It's a Wisconsin-based company. We've probably only carried it for maybe 6 to 9 months, and they have done so great. And they do great because their products are great. That's why. Yeah. It's not like, oh, we think this product is okay and we're letting people know about it. It's like people take and they're like, wow, I've never felt the difference of a probiotic than that one. Mm. Or that multi really gave me energy. So that company is on sale, and a few other companies we have on sale, because we really just want to highlight there's still quite a few sales going on in this whole month of October. So yeah, we have that going on. Road construction is almost getting there. They're doing blacktop right now, which is exciting. So that 9th Street, which is right on the east side of the building, we're almost there. So just be patient, everyone. Yeah. I know there's a lot of road construction on the west side, but that means that the west side's going to be better.
It is.
To come then. Everything's going to be nice.
The roads on the west side of town have been some of the worst
neglected
in town
for a while. So, yeah. Yes.
This is it needs to be done. Mm-hmm. That's all really good. I do have to say really quick, since I was throwing my dad under the bus, I do have to give him a little credit too, because he was he made a pretty good joke the other day when the pandemic happened and a number of people, a lot of us were got a check from the government and everything. Mm-hmm. Some people went a little crazy with that. Some people went a little like, hey, I got to spend this money. I got to do something with this. Our government is much different. Mm-hmm. They got a bunch of money for infrastructure. Like, let's fix up some roads. Let's do this. Let's get on this. We've been kicking the can on this for too long and everything. So, well, it's great to hear that you guys got that going on at Family Natural Foods. I cannot wait to talk to the Keely.
Keely or Brian, it's going to be. And Brian's one of the owners of the business. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's going to be a good conversation. You could talk mushrooms and, I mean, you could talk Lion's Mane, which I know you've been really hyped on lately.
Really,
so, it's going to be good.
Put stock in Lion's Mane. I'm such a believer.
You should.
We encourage you to check out Family Natural Foods. They open their doors at 9. They're at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call at 423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their page, familynaturalfood.com, and like them on social media. It's a great follow. I like your Facebook page, but I love the Instagram stuff you do.
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
We try to do different things, and we need to get back on to doing more with Facebook. We kind of dropped the ball a little bit, but you know, it's more day-to-day, and it follows through onto Instagram and Facebook too, but lots of fun things too.
I feel like people look for updates more so on Facebook, and they go to Instagram for more of the fun, the sale,
the kind of day-to-day entertainment of sorts.
We have a bunch of stuff lined up for you this morning. After Katrina and I are done hanging out, we will get into Morning Magazine, where in part one, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer will be joining us. Looking forward to that. Had the jail groundbreaking go on, and a number of different things that certainly we were just talking about construction.
Yeah.
I'll get some updates from the mayor about all those, and a couple of other things to talk with him about. We'll have Wisconsin Rapids Community Media in to record.
Nice.
So always good to see Taylor and the gang from there. And then in part two, we're going to talk to Mr. Katrina, how do I say this last name?
Michael James Hittner.
His name's James?
Yeah, his middle name's James.
That's
actually
awesome.
Okay, I'll tell you a fun fact about him in a second, because it's great. But you can continue on with that.
Mike Hittner is going to be joining us from Historic Point Boss. We're going to talk about their Spirit Walk, one of my favorite events in this whole area
every year.
It's
so fun.
It's such a good thing.
And they have two weekends of it. It's not just like you have one chance to get there. You have two weekends. So you'll learn all about that.
Looking forward to it. Okay, before we go to break, Mike's story.
Okay, quick Mike story. Love that, man. So he was born as James Michael Hittner. That was his birth name. And then I think he got home from the hospital. It was like 3 days later. And my grandma was like, no, it just doesn't fit. I think it should be Michael James. So they changed it.
Huh.
They changed it. Wow. However, this is the funny part about it. It never got legally changed. Like, his school name was always Michael James. It was always that. When he got married, so he was like, I don't know, 35 or something. They got married later. I think he was like 35, 32. They could quote me on this.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to legally change it at that point to Michael James, because it was James Michael then. Because they changed it, but not in the legal terms of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So crazy.
That is crazy. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's funny. I don't know if it'll come up, but I'm definitely going to try to find a way to shoehorn it into the conversation.
Yes. Oh, hi, Michael James. How are you?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's good. We'll take a break. We'll come back with our National Day of Calendar. It's Katrina and James taking you through your morning on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Katrina and James here with you at 7:22 on the clock. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to dive into our National Day of Calendar.
Let's do this.
It is Global Dignity Day.
Okay.
I haven't heard of this one.
Do you sometimes guess what it is before you read it? And then you decide, oh, okay, didn't think it was at all like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I am probably half and half. I'm probably right half the time. Young people, take some time to set goals and consider what's important to you. Global Dignity Day is a time to assess and consider what brings us dignity.
Oh, interesting.
Global Dignity is an initiative to educate and inspire young people and help them to understand that their self-worth and understand their self-worth and goals. It was established back in 2008 and continues to grow in popularity. On Global Dignity Day, speakers go into schools and tell pupils about their own lives and experiences with dignity and all that that entails. Self-respect, ambition, hard work, a feeling of accomplishment.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all important.
There's certain things that I genuinely believe in my part, all over in my heart, that every human being under the sun deserves.
Yeah,
not
absolutely.
Just our country, not just other one, this country or that country, every single human being. Freedom. Mm-hmm. And dignity are two of the main things that, yes, I think that everybody deserves. Some people make it hard to give them dignity, mm-hmm, but that's on us as to give that back.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody deserves that, though. I immediately think of a lot of the homeless people that I would interact with as a kid.
Yep.
And how much it meant to them to make eye contact. Mm-hmm. Just simply, mm-hmm, eye contact. Mm-hmm. They knew I didn't have any money to give them. they know those things, but I could give them a conversation. I could give them some dignity. Yeah. I could give them another human being, treating them like a human being.
Absolutely. That's very important.
It's how I found out at a young age we had so many of our veterans that were homeless, mm-hmm, and those things, from talking to them. I didn't.
Sure.
There were no Googling that back then. There was no statistics or anything. It was just that. It was, that shape, it was a huge thing that shaped my life, incredibly. And it just came from giving somebody dignity.
Mm-hmm. You know?
National Seafood Biscuit Day, or Bisque?
Bisque Day.
It is Bisque. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. You like seafood, you like bisque, this is your day. This,
mm-hmm,
is, I don't know what more we can say about it.
Right.
I'm not a huge fan. I there's some stuff, but I'm not a big seafood guy.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Then maybe don't go to the coast, because, well, no, you can go to the coast. There's still food there, but, you know.
I got a bunch of friends out on the East Coast in Boston, New York, mm-hmm, and that and everything. And anytime I say anything like that, it's the first thing they tell me. And like, oh, you haven't had our clam chowder.
Right,
or you haven't
fresh.
Had this.
It's different. It's true. Like, most of our stuff here it's not. Or it's like lake fish or something. So it's worth trying. If you go back out there, you know, you've got to try it. Make sure.
It is also, speaking of that, Hagfish Day.
Huh.
I have no idea what this is.
Okay, let's check it out.
As one of the sea's most hideous creatures, the hagfish represents all nature's bizarre little creatures. When you think of ocean critters, or willing to bet, you immediately think of cute and iconic. There's big and brown harp seal. There's majestic okras. Even crabs have been cutified. Just take a look at Sebastian from Little Mermaid. That's
okay.
A good point. There are creatures we tend to think of, but we often forget. They're hideous and disturbing, so just the plain, homely creatures that inhabit the deep. Hagfish Day reminds us that ecology requires all sorts to keep our world healthy and in motion.
Mm-hmm.
So here's to the unloved critters of the deep. It's tough being, but I feel like, are we doing a bunch of assuming here?
Because,
like,
yeah.
I imagine hagfish don't find other hagfish unattractive.
Right?
They probably find us unattractive.
Right? They're like, what are you things?
Those weird things up there and everything.
You got legs. What is that?
Yeah. They're an interesting creature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always fun to learn about these things, because I think a real true point of this is, it's called a food chain for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You take one link out, mm-hmm, it messes up the whole thing.
Yeah.
We understand this with mosquitoes often. Oh, okay, what's the one insect we get rid of? Mosquitoes. Yeah, because they're horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But how many different species survive on those things?
Right.
So,
yeah, you're getting rid of more than just that. It's
you can't
true.
Take away any link of the,
mm-hmm,
chain. Evaluate Your Life Day.
Oh, shouldn't this be like a regular thing?
No, I'm not doing this. No. I've got enough hardship. I got enough challenges. I got enough thinking. I got to sit there and think about my life. No, it's not a bad one. The time comes in every life where we have to take an accounting, a reckoning of the things we've done, the progress we've made, and the path we're on. During that evaluation, we may find that we don't like where we are, and what makes what makes changes to move forward with our goals. Yeah. Not a bad thing. I mean, it's a good, never a bad idea.
Definitely. I mean, so I'm just going to say something too. I am a fan of reflection learning. So looking back at your past and like seeing these moments of how your life pivoted to where you are now, and whether that brings like gratitude or I need to change that. But sometimes there's patterns in reflective learning too. So I think valuing your life is a good thing, and looking at those patterns of the past too.
Very well said. I couldn't agree more. I think that there's a part in our lives where we really become free.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when you realize, and if you realize, if you get to this place where you realize we all start out having an image, an idea of what our path is going to be, who we're supposed to be, who we are, who we're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the day that you realize it's not about who you thought you were going to be, it's who you were meant to be.
Mm.
And when you get that feeling, when you understand your path a little bit more, like, okay. All right, universe, it's making sense. I get it now. Because I genuinely believe the universe always puts you where you're right supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Good, bad, all that.
Right.
It has a reason. It has a purpose. With that, you get to this place where you're like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Sure.
This is where I'm meant to be.
Yeah.
And then I genuinely feel freer just talking about it, let alone looking at my life beforehand and the rush and the need to, I've got to be the greatest actor of all time. I've got to get a break. I've got to do this and this and this.
That's stressful. This is more like reality versus the dream reality, which are two different things. And of course, it's good to have dreams and goals and ambitions, but sometimes being more content in like, oh, this is where it's at. And look at how my life has impacted this way that I didn't even really realize.
The goal for me hasn't changed since I was 7.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still working to be the greatest actor any of you have ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
But the understanding of, okay, that may be my goal, my personal goal, but that may not be my path.
Mm-hmm.
That may not be where I'm meant to end up.
Sure.
The teaching angle, being in radio, all these things have become a bigger... a more important purpose. Acting for me now is more, if I'm being honest, a selfish goal, a personal goal, a personal challenge, a personal thing that I want to do. When I think of my life now, it's not about me. It's I think of my kids. I think of the people that we impact and you know, the silly things we do on the air here and all those kind of things. So there's so much more to it. I had no, when I'm young, none of that stuff seemed on my radar. None of those things I was thinking about. Maybe kids, but I wasn't thinking about my impact on society and life and these things. And as you get older and you start to see you're a part of a chain, you're a part of a community, and these, it becomes bigger than you. It becomes more than you. And acting is always going to be important to me. I'm always going to be fighting. I'll be 90 years old, and I'll be fighting to get roles in movies and things like that if I don't have my break before then.
Yeah.
But I understand now more of that's not my complete purpose.
Sure.
That's not all my life is meant to do.
Yeah.
There's bigger things for me. There's more to not just me. This is everybody that I'm talking about here. I'm just using me as a loose example. International Gin and Tonic Day wraps up our stuff here. Now, if you're a fan, they go together like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah,
they really
true.
Do. Especially a well-made one.
Right.
What did people put in it? Like, I think they put mint julep in them or something
juniper,
like that.
Juniper, right?
Juniper. Yeah, something like
juniper.
That.
Juniper.
I know I've had one like that. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one, though. That's a fun one.
End the day with that. There you
yes,
go.
Yes, there you go. Yes. Not right now.
No,
end the
no,
day with it.
No.
We will take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun. We got some other things lined up I definitely want to get into. It is National New Friends Day as well.
Ooh.
So we're going to touch on that when we get back. And we'll see what other trouble we can get ourselves into.
Okay.
It's nothing but fun coming up right here on Mornings on WFHR. Ooh, I like this.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. I can't place it, though.
I love that Seth's doing new music for you all, right?
Yeah,
That's so fun.
He's the best.
Is
Seth's
he?
The best.
Is he planning on like switching it up like every like quarter or something?
I don't know. Okay. You know what? I'll tell you right now. I bet you it depends on how busy he gets. Right. That's what it depends on.
Yes. Also, there'll be a surprise. You'll come in and be like, oh, I remember this track being different. And that'll be fun, though.
It's funny you mentioned Seth. We're actually going to be talking about his old stomping grounds a little bit later in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll actually kick our show off with that. And then we're going to also get into in a little bit the top 5 Halloween candies according to 10 experts.
Ooh. Are these kid experts?
I wonder. I haven't looked too into it yet. I want to be surprised. So we'll see. But right now, it is National New Friends Day. And with that, when you're... when you get older, it gets harder to figure out how to make friends for some of us. But I was never good at this to begin with. But my dad, my sister, even my brother to quite a degree, are just so natural at this. I have so many memories of my dad and I being on like the L train in Chicago, and we get on and he starts talking to somebody about this, and before we're off the train they're talking about 3 other different subjects. Yeah. I'm like, Dad, who was that guy? Like, I don't know. He's right. Like, I just met him. I don't know. Yeah. Just talking to him, Jimmy. Like, I've never been that person. I've never been that great at it. There is something to be said for people that just have that natural ability to be able to walk into a room and talk to anybody or that kind of thing. Do you think of yourself that way, or are you that way?
Yeah.
It seems like it. You would say, I didn't want to assume.
I don't know if I need to be like instant friends with them. But yeah, I can make a conversation with pretty well. Friendly. You can too, though, James. Come on, you're being hard on yourself.
I can when these mics are on. I can turn it up. But in my day to day life, especially if I go up to like if I'm trying to talk to a girl I like or something like that, God help me, it's nothing but like you didn't know that the tongue could fumble, but it does. It just blah, 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 blah. Shapes are nice. Do you like colors? No, it's bad. It's really bad. So I admire that kind of thing. And I will take any tips I can get with this stuff, too. It's National New Friends Day, when you're supposed to consider making room for new connections in your life, but choose wisely. A new poll looked at the top traits we look for in a friend, and feeling like you can trust them is number one.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
I don't think that's a tough thing to really pull off, to show people that you're trustworthy. Right. You tend to, early on in friendships, get a test of that.
Right. But how do you show trustworthiness in a, like, 10-minute conversation? That's a trickier one. But I agree that's an important element of a friendship.
We don't realize we do this, but just like with an employer hiring us, we kind of do a reference thing with friends, especially new friends.
Yeah.
How many friends do we make that we make because of one other friend? And that friend connects us to this other person and that. And because we trust this first friend, having the new friend seems a little bit more, well, if they trust him, it's cool.
Yep.
How many times do we say that in life? You know, if so-and-so likes him, they're all right with me, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
I don't think that it's another one of those things, just like with leadership. You can't just go out there, I'm a good leader. Like, that's not being a good leader.
No.
You lead by
example.
That's
a boss right there.
Right, yeah. You do it by example. Trust is earned by example. Especially a new friend, they see, well, they're trusting, they're keeping this secret safe, or they've kept this thing in lockdown or what have you. It kind of builds that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Number two, that they're loyal. I don't think you can really have one without the other.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, trust and loyalty, I feel like, is really hand in hand.
Yeah, and I would say that, especially in my family growing up, there were a handful of things that you were going to do as a mail-off. There was no rhyme or reason. Otherwise, they're going to take your card. They're going to, your mail-off card's gone. Loyalty was a big one. Loyalty is a huge one in my family. So I would say that, you know, looking for it in a friendship is kind of just, again, like trust, you know, just goes hand in hand.
I wonder if that's less important to maybe a newer generation. Like, I wonder, because I feel like there's this social media aspect and there's like quick friends, but then there's maybe like not friends that are maybe face-to-face friends. Yeah. I don't know. I wonder if loyalty is as important as it maybe was in our generation or our family's generation.
Yeah. I wonder too, just piggybacking off of that, that's maybe it's different. Maybe their version of loyalty is different than what we have. That's an interesting question.
Yeah, I bet you're right. I bet it's there. It's just a different level.
Kindness, number 4 on the list. I skipped number three. You can rely on them. That's kind of funny. I skipped
the reliability on it. Yeah.
Being able to rely on somebody is key.
Well, right. If you're going to make plans with somebody, you don't want them to ghost you or whatnot. So yeah, relying on them, I think, is great. And knowing that they're there for you if you have something that's hard, you know, I think that's important.
Especially because 90% of friendship is just somebody to help you move. It's, mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. it does seem to be part of friendship, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't have somebody that you're friends with for 10 years and not have helped them move move or
right.
something. Like.
Yeah, multiple times maybe too.
And that's what brings us to kindness. I see it just falls right into place.
Perfect.
Just as I meant to do it.
Exactly.
Kindness is huge. I don't think they don't get into depth on this. When I think of kindness in a friend, I'm not thinking about it necessarily towards me. I think of how they treat others.
Yeah.
And I can think of like all my close friends in this world all treat people well. And that means something to me. It's not so much about how they treat me, but I have confidence in them and our friendship, and I like being friends with people like that, so that it kind of all ties together. I wouldn't say that if I was, interviewing people to be my friend, that would be one of the first things I'd think of, though. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah, I like how you spun that, though. Like, it's not they're kind to you, it's that they're kind to others. I think that's a really valid and way more important, actually.
Yeah. I'm noticing, too, the same things I look for in friends. We're not even like five through this list. The same things that we look for in friends, same things that I and I think many other people look for in a relationship.
Absolutely.
And a significant other and stuff.
So, well, a lot of relationships happen because you're friends, and then it moves into that. So it also is fitting to me.
Yes, yeah. And I know that I would say that 95% of the great relationships I know, they're good friends too. Mm-hmm. They're not just a good couple, they're good friends as well. You're going to be spending a lot of time with this person. You should probably get along.
That's an important element.
And number five on the list, they're friendly. Of course. Now, that one seems a little low. Like, come on.
Yeah, agreed.
They just have to...
She just had to add that one in.
I bet you they had nine, and we're like, oh, we can't do a list of nine. No. Anybody got one more? They're friendly? Oh, that's horrible. Well, we got to come up with better than that. And they didn't.
I agree.
They're friendly.
I think we could have came up with a better end one.
Yeah. They're caring. Mm-hmm. Again, kindness, caring. I'm starting to think that they really just had to fill out Ted here. Mm-hmm. they're funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny really lightens things. It's good. And I don't know, probably you have this too, where like I have certain friends that are really funny, and then I have other friends. I have friends for different reasons.
Yeah.
In different places. Not reasons, but like different. This one might be more emotional or like the person you want to talk to. And this person might be more of the like, oh man, I'm just going to have a good time with that person. And I think that's also important, that diversity too.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. I didn't think about it that way. When I think of if they're funny, I think of do we have a similar sense of humor? I've been friends with I am friends with people that where we don't have necessarily the same sense of humor, and we don't hang out as much.
Right.
You know, I think that there's a rhymed reason to that one.
Humor is tricky too, because certain humor you might think it's a joke, and they're like, oh, you're not joking.
Yeah.
And so humor can be hard. And some people are gifted with humor, and others aren't. Like, I'm not a really funny person. And that's okay, but like all of Jason's family are funny, and I just learned that like I just am way quieter in their family, and there's also five kids in their family, so it's a lot.
Oh,
so I
sure.
just kind of quiet down, and I'm the observer because they all get together and they have jokes.
You are way funny. You are first off, you are way funny, but I have done similar things in relationships before. I hear you completely. Mm-hmm. I completely understand, but I disagree with you. You are very funny. I one thing that I picked up on recently, and it really started with my nephews, but even other little kids I'm around, I tend to be a dark humor, sarcasm kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
And I know better. I'm not going to do that with a five-year-old. I'm not going to do dark humor or anything. But that being said, the sarcasm part, there's no real off switch for that.
Yeah.
And if there is one style of comedy children do not get, is sarcasm.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there is no... So I find that I really have to lean into the old Marx Brothers comedy. I do a lot of more slapstick, a lot more of that kind of thing.
There you go. Way to switch it and change that, Uncle James.
Yes, yes. when I think of people that make me laugh, if I'm just thinking of people that make me laugh in this world, and I'm not thinking of stand-up comedians mm-hmm. or anything like that, the first thing I think of are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
and they're all great. They all have great senses of humor and are very funny people and stuff. I think that that's a part of what brings us together is making each other laugh.
Yeah, I agree. Can I mention something else about humor that mm-hmm. I think is tricky? If you have friends from other countries and yes. you can, and if you can get each other's humor, I think you are like solid friends forever, because humor and different like language barriers, that is really hard to get humor across if you live in a different country and maybe you don't speak that language perfectly. Yeah. Humor is so hard.
That's a good point.
But if certain people get it, you're like, wow, okay, this yeah, is awesome.
These are my people right yeah. here. This, yeah. they're helpful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that I think that goes along with a lot of the other ones. You can rely on them.
Yeah.
They're caring.
Mm-hmm. They can help you out with a situation for sure.
And number 9 on the list, another one that probably could have gone in the top 5, not to say these are in any order necessarily, but they kind of are, being a good listener.
Yeah, absolutely.
And from what I hear, I'm a good listener. I don't know if I'm just not hearing that I'm not. No, I'm kidding. I just love that joke. And it's one of the few ones I have. Being a good listener is one of the things that I think when the certain people that I know that are really good at it take pride in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah, there are definitely people who are really good listeners. But I also agree that it's important, like certain friends, that's maybe those are the people that you go to that are those good listeners. So, yeah.
I think that the unfortunate part, too, is if you look at this list, that may be one of the things that you settle for the most.
Mm-hmm.
At least I know that I have, because I also tend to be the person who doesn't like, bringing attention to myself or necessarily talking about myself, which sounds ridiculous if you listen to me on the air, I know. But in my personal life, I'm not. That's not my MO. Yeah. I do it on air because it builds so many other things. This is how you build camaraderie with people mm-hmm. you can't see or touch or talk to in one-to-one.
You know, mm-hmm.
so many of those other layers. That's part of the gig.
Mm-hmm.
But in my personal life, I'm not that great at it. So in my life, I haven't had a lot of good listeners. So mm-hmm. I went the other direction and sure. just started to get more quiet and inward and everything.
So, or you're the good listener. You're that. Instead of you needing it, it's like you became that for other friends, maybe.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear. At least that's what I listen. That's what I choose to hear. No, I take a lot of pride in that. Sure. If I have a friend out there that does not think I'm a good listener, I want to know. I want to know that.
Well, how can we be a better person, right? Yeah. So that might be, like, looking at this list, actually, this is a good, like, reflectiveness for ourselves. We could look at that list and be like, oh, what could I be better at? Or maybe asking those friends, hey, have I been a good listener? Am I caring? Do I help others? Like, maybe we should look at the list and look at how we can be better for ourselves. Not how we want it for our friends, but how we can be a better friend. For our friends.
Yes, yes. Very, very well said. Yeah, I like that. And that's kind of, unintentionally, I think that's how a lot of people are taking this, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, now that you say it, it's really clear that that's a good way to approach this, I think. The final one on the list, they are approachable.
All right.
That's a good one.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it is kind of hard to make new friends with a person if you can't even approach them.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's hard.
This seemed difficult. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap up the hour coming up here on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR. Katrina and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy Wednesday.
Next hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Before we wrap up the hour, we'll have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday mm-hmm. from our friends at Quality Plus Printing.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Katrina, are you a snooze buttoner? Are you? You hit the snooze?
Nope, I'm not. I'm not.
Yeah, I never have been. Mm-mm. I never was in school.
No.
And I certainly haven't been since the last, years I've been doing this job.
Right.
You
don't even have a chance for it, James. You're up before it.
No. If I'm hitting the snooze button, you guys would know. Everybody out there would know that I was, because this show is getting started a little late. Did you hit the snooze or the alarm this morning? A recent poll found we're most likely to do it on a Wednesday, and a new study says it might not be as bad for you as some people think. The general thought is you're better off setting your alarm for 9 minutes later and not hitting snooze at all. That way, your sleep doesn't get interrupted.
Right.
But researchers at Notre Dame found it might not make a huge difference either way. So if that's how you like to wake up, don't worry about it too much. You're not alone. 57% of people in the study were habitual snoozers. Now, I want everybody to take in mind here, this is coming from Notre Dame, mm-hmm. the university in America here that fakes that it's in Illinois, and it's not. I have a little bias towards the school. I should probably admit that. It's actually the only... I was talking about this the other day with a couple of different people, actually, came up in conversations, because I don't have any teams I hate. We have rivalries,
yeah,
but I don't hate them, except for Notre Dame. That's the only one
because
I do. That's the only one.
They claim they're in Illinois. Is that the main beef on it?
There's two main things. As a little kid, I'd be watching WGN Sports, and they'd have Notre Dame on and everything. You're like, well, with all these Chicago teams, and
okay.
It'd drive me nuts. I'm like,
sure.
they're in Indiana.
Right.
It doesn't count.
Right.
And then that I get older, and I learned that one of the most beautiful cathedrals in the whole world is Notre Dame. And it's in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
But they're called the Fighting Irish.
Yeah.
And they don't even pronounce it right. They don't even pronounce it right. They call it Notre Dame and,
right.
and not Dom and everything. And like, I just,
all of it. All of it.
There's so many things. This is a 20 hour conversation.
We
Katrina.
Should probably end it now, then.
Well, for your sake, let alone the audience. That's kind of interesting. Again, that 57% of people in the study that were habitual snoozers. Now, the bad news, they basically found that using an alarm at all isn't great. Ideally, you should be going to bed earlier so your body wakes up naturally.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious. That is a funny one. Good one, study. Nice one. I think that a lot of us wake up naturally.
Yeah. I am, if I know I have something going on that I have to have an alarm for, I often wake up like 10 minutes before it or 30 minutes before it because my brain's like ready to go and or I don't want to oversleep or potentially, you know, miss that alarm clock mm-hmm. or something. I've been like that since I was young, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not a snoozer. I'm not going to hit the snooze button.
I mean, maybe my mom and dad would remember better than I do, but I don't remember being that way in school either. Mm-hmm. It's weird. I've always been nocturnal, like mm-hmm. literally my whole life. I've been nocturnal, but I have also been a bit of a morning person for the majority of my life, and that just does not add up.
You know what?
It's not a good balance.
My neighbor taught me a trick because she's like, I love night, and I love early morning too. Mm. She said the key is you have to take a nap in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And then if you take like an hour long nap, you're charged for both. And I was like, okay. But I think for you, you'd maybe need like a 3 hour nap.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah,
you can actually get like some sleep.
Yeah, really just put me down. Just they also found that people do not use an alarm also tend to have a better start to their day.
Mm-hmm.
They have a more natural start to their day. And quote, waking to one alarm or hitting the snooze button and waking to two or three alarms doesn't make much of a difference. If you need an alarm because you're sleep deprived, that's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
We're not treating the actual cause of this. We're looking at the symptom and we're not looking at the cause.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You're deprived of sleep, so therefore you need an alarm to wake you up. So go to bed earlier or you know... Yeah, figure out, I guess, your best rhythm because with it.
There's so many things we do this with. There are industries built on basically putting a Band-Aid on a broken arm.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, not literally that, but mm-hmm. I mean, I guess some ways, yes, even that some ways. We do this with our vehicles all the time,
yep.
You know. My car needs this and this and this done. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ride it as long as I can.
Right, which is going to be more harmful for it over time.
Right. We can buy a new vehicle, as my papa will love to tell you, you only get one temple. You got to treat it right.
Yes.
You get one body in this
mm-hmm.
world. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That no return policy on this thing
right.
or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked. There is no bodies are us.
Mm, shucks.
Got to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Got to take really good care of it, especially the older you get. Just like that vehicle, the more you drive it, the more mm-hmm. miles are going to end up on it. And that is why you want to be good friends with people at Family Natural Foods.
Oh, well, thank you, James.
How about that for a segue?
Way to segue
right
that in.
We just went full circle. And unintentionally. I cannot take any credit for that. I do encourage you, when they open their doors, check out Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Katrina, from Family Natural Foods will be joining us, of course, the rest of the show. We are going to have some fun in the 8 o'clock hour, not only on Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club, but getting our star of the day from our good friend Phil Hartley. Mm-hmm. I do want to take the chance to remind everybody, we got high school football action, playoff action.
Yes.
This Friday, Assumption hosting Pittsville Panthers in Division 7 football regional playoffs. And Friday, this Friday at Woodtrust Bank Field in Wisconsin Rapids. Our pregame show with Randy Paul begin at 6:50. All the action will follow. You can listen to that whole game at our sister station, WIRI, Wiscountry. Be sure to check that out, 105.5 Wiscountry. They're the best station to listen to when we're not on the air.
Exactly.
We'll take a break. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR.